Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond, and a new year, a new decade, in the books behind us, 2020, a couple days in, and decided to put together a program, a show for you guys and gals. And I have to say that for me, it's really no different than the prior year. Do I actually write down or type in or even do mental notes on New Year's resolutions? Not so much. Maybe you do. For me, it's more about on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, monthly basis, I kind of, as you process things and as you kind of take stock of what's going on around you, and I look at each day, each hour, each minute is, can I get something done? Can I do something productive? Can I do something that'll make someone else happy? Maybe even make my own self happy. You know, I used to measure success as it related to not only checking off the box as it relates to goals, but also how much, what did I accomplish? And were those accomplishments, were there financial rewards? And so I used to, and that was many years ago, I measured things not only in terms of succeeding at that goal, but also what were the incentives, what were the payoffs. Quite frankly, at that time, I looked at, you know, financial goals and those kinds of successes. In these times, and more, not only recent times, but I would say in the last couple of decades, I was much more focused on just personal contentment and satisfaction and how I can give back, how I can do greater good for our country, for the world, for obviously our communities locally and families and friends. And so that's how I view things. But I was just looking at an article, New Year's Resolutions, and this is from Inc. magazine. I don't even know if they have a magazine anymore. It might be just Inc. online. But nevertheless, Inc.com, they said that the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2020, based on their surveying of hundreds of thousands of people, was actually doing my own New Year's resolution, trying something new, eat more of my favorite foods, lose weight / diet or dieting, go to the gym, be happier / better mental health, be more healthy, be a better person, upgrade my technology, and staying motivated. So the first one, and I'm not sure if I worded it correctly, but what it actually said was actually doing my New Year's resolutions. Quite frankly, that's important. If you're going to make them, you know, at least put forward a plan to do them. And trying something new, That doesn't really excite me. You know, I mean, I'm open to a wide array and diverse activities, interactions, and, you know, but I don't just say, oh, today, let me just, you know, try a new food. Not really. I'm open to new foods as long as they don't violate my own health and wellness standards and my own personal preferences. But yeah, I'm open to various spices and herbs and different ways of putting together a dish, as long as it's generally healthy. But eating more of my favorite foods, well, I guess, you know, that's not really a big deal. You know, of course, we all are conscious, at least most of us are, in terms of our health, our weight, our diets, you know, our mental focus and outlook. Just being more healthy in general, being a better person, which I think is a great thing. Upgrading my technology, not so worried about that. And staying motivated. Now, there's another article that came from CNN, and I know that we're all suspect when anything, but I mean, every publication, every news outlet does at least a little good, if not some good, even if you disagree. And I use the three F's when it relates to most of the press, and that's the fake, the fawning, and the fraudulent, okay? And most of them are. But, you know, look for kernels of truth as it relates to those granulars of golden nuggets, okay? Now, what some of the things that they stress here is set yourself up for success. Because sometimes people, their goals are so grandiose. Although I don't mind reaching for the stars as long as I get to the moon. You know, which I guess is kind of another way of looking at that. Know yourself. Make it public. Show, don't tell your children. Change it up. So these were just some of the things that they mention in an overall sense as it relates to... Oh, here were a couple others. I guess I scrolled down and then I just jumped into this. I'm not a news headline reader. I'm not a teleprompter reader. So, you know, I'm all over the place here. I don't have attention deficit disorder. I just, you know, I'm always seeking out things and searching things and availing myself of things. But it says here, make it possible. Allow yourself to fail. Set yourself up for success. For those first two, I didn't mention originally, but let me just run them down real quickly because that way they'll be in its proper order. Make it possible. Allow yourself to fail. Set yourself up for success. Know yourself. Make it public. Show, don't tell, meaning your children, it says here. Change it up. Anyway, they're just some commonplace, more general kinds of things that you might want to ponder, that you might want to prioritize, and really it's all up to you, of course. You know, use some biblical framework. If it's political, use constitutional measuring rods and sticks. So I would say that it's a good time to reset. It's a good time to recharge. It's a good time to get busy with your life. And that goes beyond just Trump versus the demagogues, the Dems. It goes beyond just Repubs versus Dems, good guy, bad guy, almost WWE stage type event. And moreover, make it real. Make life worthwhile for you and those around you and those that you shed your light on, okay? I would just say that positivity, spirituality, and well-being are all things that are worthy of our time and attention, and so I focus on a lot of these things throughout the year. But it is kind of exciting to be in a new decade, a new year, of course, the dawning of a new day, a new era. But every day to me is a miracle and a blessing and an opportunity. And so I try to seize on that. But it's more about, you know, choosing to be happy in any given moment, any given situation, you know, granted barring calamity and tragedy and those kind of things. But so many of us are looking for external rewards, external activities, rather than looking inward and choosing your outlook and your perspective and your mindset. And so that's all I have to say for this and this segment. More to come. 2020, and we're not doing Barbara Walters impressions. Right back, hold tight.
Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Program, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you are with us in this new year, new decade. And I found another article that I thought I had up on my screen. But anyway, it's from Parade. I think they used to be called Parade Magazine. I'm not sure if they're Soul Magazine or not. But I remember them being like an insert, you know, colorful, glossy insert that I kind of read. You know, sometimes it was useful information. In your Sunday local paper. But nevertheless, it's called Parade, parade.com. And it says, let's kick off the new decade right. Here are 55, that's 5-5, I kind of like fives and sevens. Here are the 55 New Year's resolution ideas for 2020. So much more detailed than what I shared in the prior segment. And here are some of them, and I'm just going to run through them, but you can also find this article. We did have it up at TalkStream Live's news headlines and their Facebook page for TalkStream Live, so you can find it there too, but parade.com. And again, you can always type in New Year's resolutions, and you'll see the various articles that we're referring to and maybe additional ones. Here's number one, focus on a passion, not the way you look. And number two, work out to feel good, not to be thinner. Three, stop gossiping. Four, give one compliment a day. Number five, go a whole day without checking your email. Six, do random acts of kindness. Number seven, read a book a month. Go someplace you've never been before. Number nine, clear out the clutter. Turn off your phone one night a week. Reduce your waste, number 11, 12, volunteer, 13, travel on a small budget. Let's see, 14, write down one thing you're grateful for every night. Drink more water. Take some of your paychecks and put it into savings or an investment. 17, stop multitasking. 18, is talk to yourself with kindness. 19, walk to a coworker's office instead of emailing them. 20, don't buy things that you don't need. 21, keep a journal. 22, clean out your car. 23, put your bills on auto pay. 24, take the stairs. 25, go to the dentist when you're supposed to. 26, be kind on social media. And rather than numbering the rest of them, I'm just going to go through them very quickly. Let go of grudges. Stay in touch with the people who matter. Try a totally new restaurant. Join a club or meetup. Travel somewhere without posting about it on social media. Bring a plant into your home. Sanitize your personal belongings. Start one new hobby. Buy less plastic. Send handwritten letters. Donate clothes you never wear. Pay off credit cards every month. Avoid people who complain a lot. Remove negativity or anything that makes you feel lousy. Travel somewhere with no map. wear sunscreen, cook more, get a real haircut, do something that scares you, make your bed every morning, stay on top of your email, or actually it says stay on top of your inbox, which really your email. Try guided meditation, stretch it out, meaning as in like doing stretches for your body. Craft something yourself, go to bed happy each night, spot clean as you go, pay it forward, talk less, listen more, whatever your goals are, write them down. Well, that's 55, and I tried to refrain from commentary on each and every one of those. And each and every one of those, or at least many of those, I could have said something, and I still may. But I, as many of you know, if you've listened to me for any period of time, and so it may be a plus, it may be a minus, depending on your perspective. But I don't like to script things out. I mean, other hosts might say, okay, at number 50, I'm going to comment, and I'm going to write down the comment as it relates to what I'm reading. Well, that's okay if that works for you. It doesn't really work that well for me, okay? I'd rather be spontaneous in the moment. And I know sometimes I criticize the president for being sometimes too in the moment with his feelings and being reactive and spontaneously emoting. But I feel like, you know, there's a difference between a talk show host, well, at least there should be, and the president of the United States, or the president of any state, of any country or any nation. But anyway, back to New Year's resolutions and the fact of focusing on goals, focusing on bettering one's life, bettering the lives of those around you, bettering your community, your nation, state, and the world at large. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it becomes too structured and too disciplined, and not just linear but logical, then you kind of lose the fun. And matter of fact, it's just sort of like people that go on very strict diets that are not really being nourished and nurtured by those diets, you know, or they get into exercise that you not just feel a slight burn, you're just sore as heck, and your recovery time takes so much longer. Well, then you're probably not going to stick to it. So I think in many ways you can be idealistic, but be realistic, and that, you know, some of these suggestions, recommendations, if you will, I would say that many of them are very good. Some of them are just, well, common sense. Some of them are, well, you're just a little too structured for me and a little bit too trendy. But I think that whatever is going to work for you and work for, you know, the betterment, really, you know, it's not just your own personal growth and development and your own personal happiness, but actually the shared happiness. I mean, if you are a happy person, it can be very contagious, very infectious in a good way. And I'm not talking about just being overly syrupy and bubbly and just to the point where it can be nauseating. I'm talking about just, you know, having, just being able to say things in a way that are uplifting and inspiring. And, you know, it can be not only self-assuring, but reassuring to others, you know, I think is a good thing. I think there's a lot of things that one can do on a daily basis to kind of essentially, I mean, some people go, I got to get everything in order so on Sunday night, so I start off my week. Well, I might do that on a Thursday. You know, I might not, you know, I don't have to do everything in sequential order. I don't have to do everything the way others do things. But you have to figure out what works for you. And again, I think that some people would say, well, why aren't you talking about Trump right now? Well, I kind of mentioned him a moment ago. But not every show, not every segment within a show has to be about Trump or has to be about the damn Dems, you know. We can do plenty of exposing of the un-American and hate America party, which is, you know, consists of the Democrats. You say, oh, well, wait a minute, you're not sounding very positive. Well, I'm not very positive about that party and the direction they're going and the the attack on people that think differently than them and that actually are patriotic and that are Bible believing and that are actually good people and really the backbone of this country and the heartbeat of this nation. And so I do take great umbrage with that. Okay. But nevertheless, I don't wish ill will towards anyone unless you really are an enemy of our great republic. And there are some, Omar and others, that I really do believe you're an enemy within and someone that needs to be dealt with, you know, in a legal and lawful and righteous way. And I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, so it's not a matter of being a negative person. There are times that you have to have goodness stand up to evil and that you have to combat and you have to challenge, you have to confront. So that also plays a role in one's goals and in one's outlook and in one's approach to life. And, you know, you have to be proactive, okay? And it doesn't need to be always positive, although the results can be positive through that confrontation. If there's ways to avoid a confrontation in a more conciliatory way, that's great. But there are times that you have to stand up and fight the fight, but pick your fights wisely. More to come. Hold tight. Right back. Tom Donahue Show.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, and Tom Donahue Reports. I'm so glad you are entering the new decade with us. We're embarking on a new era, and it's a very exciting time. I don't place as much stock in New Year's resolutions and becoming the new you. Now, you can become a better you, and I decided to stay with this theme and into this third segment of this week's program, and I wanted to revisit some of those items that came from Parade as it relates to the 55 New Year's resolution ideas for 2020, and some that stood out to me that I wanted to focus on or elaborate about, and that is the word passion. What I try to do here and what I try to do in my life is tackle just about everything with passion. Now, yes, there are some laid-back moments. There's some quieter times. But when I want to address things that I believe are worthwhile, I do it with passion. You know, there's got to be a certain amount of zeal, a certain amount of enthusiasm. And that's the way I'm approaching this new year, this new decade, this new era. And I hope that you are too. So even though the first one that is mentioned relates more to focusing on passion and not your exercise or your look. But I want to talk about life in general. Now, number six on the list I wanted to revisit, and that is do random acts of kindness. Well, I don't know about random as much as just approaching things to the best of your ability, consciously and knowingly, try to be kind. Now, one of the biggest pet peeves I have, and I believe I did address that in two of our prior programs, as it related to cringeworthy things or moments, things that kind of, well, make your skin cringe, that things that bother you, that are bothersome. And one of the biggest things for me happens to be the fact that we're living in a society, well, at least in the Northeast here. I know that when I lived in the South and Southwest, people tended to smile. They tended to, at least on the surface, and I didn't really believe it was superficial, they tended to be, well, nicer. I believe that sometimes you have to be a little bit on guard because of the society we live in. But there are many moments that you can show an act of kindness, whether it's opening a door, whether it's saying thank you, whether it's a smile, whether it's a compliment. It goes a long way many times in brightening one's day. That's making each day and moment a little bit more worthwhile. And so I call it common courtesy. And our society has become so devoid of that. For instance, if you're running late for a meeting, or a date or whatever it might be, let's say you have an emergency or you don't feel well or you really want to reschedule. Well, all you have to do in this day of technology at our fingertips is simply send a quick text saying, for whatever reason, you're unable to make it. But so many people, they're just too busy, or too self-absorbed. Or just not really that thoughtful. Yeah, so thoughtfulness, kindness, common courtesy happen to be things that are really a big deal on for me, and it should be on all of our lists to do a better job. Here's another one. Number nine was clear out the clutter. And I believe whether it's to clear out the clutter of all those thoughts that we have that are on a treadmill that ramble around that many times are not really worthy of time and attention. And so, you know, we can clean out the mental clutter, that get in the way. And also just, you know, too much stuff, too many things, that get in our way. Now, there is another one that kind of goes along with this in a way. I think it was towards the end. I'm going to scroll down here very quickly. It had to do with making your bed. Now, that sounds kind of like not a big deal. Well, I work from home. And I have a small, humble place that I rent. And quite frankly, my bedroom and living room and office are all kind of in the same area. And so for me, when I'm starting my work day, which is really an ongoing thing, you know, and I like that because I'm kind of on flex time, flex schedule. But I do something always, you know, 7 days a week. But one of the things that I learned in the last few years was it helped me to make the bed, have things in a little bit, in somewhat order. Now, I mean, not perfect order, but I have to say that it has made a difference, and I feel like I'm more ready to tackle things. So I don't know, you know, maybe some people are just neatnecks. Like I've been in relationships and I've dated women over the years, you couldn't leave a fork or a spoon in the sink. Now, sometimes I think it goes a little too far and, you know, in terms of organization and cleanliness. I get it. But there are times that, hey, you want to watch a movie or you just want to hang out. You know, you can soak the dishes. You don't have to do every single dish or every single utensil. To me, that's a little bit overboard. Number nine on the list, the parade list, that I decided to circle back on, which we just covered was the clear out the clutter. Let's see. Number 14 has to do with, well, it says write down one thing you're grateful for every night. Well, I'm not worried about writing it down. I just think that And it's something that you've probably heard in like personal growth and empowerment type classes or things that you've read about the attitude of gratitude. And I happen to, I kind of embrace that. I give thanks for the smallest things, just being able to sip on my tea that I've brewed, you know, the protein drink that I make, a little salad that I might prepare. I always give thanks for all the meals. But I have to say that when I'm at a restaurant, especially an early bird, and, you know, I've got a cream of broccoli soup or cream of chicken soup or, you know, whatever it is, or a tomato, basil, and before I'm getting started with the meal, and it's like, wow, this is just really nice. I just really kind of, you know, take into account, and I'm really very conscious of the fact that I'm being blessed with another meal. And a meal that's going to nurture me, and a meal that's going to actually be of good health and well-being and betterment is something that is important to me. Drink more water. Well, you know, water, if you really think about it, meaning keeping hydrated, keeping things flowing, is very important for so many reasons. You know, there's been studies, obviously, important, you know, keeping hydrated happens to be the majority of us are to some degree dehydrated. And I have to say that people fail to realize that when you're drinking tea, it's not dehydrating, and you're getting nearly 100% hydration and fortified with so many antioxidants and vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients. So, you know, much of my hydration comes from hot and, you know, brewed hot and cold tea. Iced tea. So, and I'm talking about brewed from real tea bags and not instant and not all kinds of processed stuff, and artificial sweeteners. None. Period. And also hydration comes from like, say, your soups and there's various fruits and vegetables, that not only nutrient dense and fibrous for good reasons, but also beyond the phytonutrients, you have, many of them, contain a tremendous amount of purified water. So anyway, hydration, I think, is also very important. Jumping down to 23, it says, pay your bills on autopay. I don't like autopay. I like being able to pay online, but I don't like autopay because many times if there's a problem with the bill, or if let's just say you have a little bit of a money crunch, I don't generally want my bills paid that way. Now, if it's a small amount, for instance, I happen to use Cricket, for, you know, my, phone service, which I think now is tied to AT&T, but, very reasonable, just like Metro. And so Metro and Cricket are two of the lower, on the lower end. I know there's some other, lower cost, phone services that actually work pretty well and has great nationwide reach. But yeah, so generally I don't like auto pay. I don't use it, you know, in rare instances, but I do like being able to pay online. It does save a lot of time and energy. And I don't know how many of you, but, and again, I'm not against the stamp on an envelope and sending something. It just really does make a difference being able to get things out of the way very quickly. Gosh, I just realized that we're almost at the conclusion of segment 3 here in our program, and I'm not completely finished with this topic. So we're going to stay on this new era, and happy new year, by the way, and happy new decade, and the close of the previous one. And it's a very exciting time. And, you know, I'm enthusiastic but I try to be enthusiastic about every day and passionate about every day. And I hope that you are too. And I hope it wears off, or at least I'm having some positive influence in that regard, rather than just talking about politics and the power of politics and those kind of things. Right back. Hold tight. Tom Donahue Show.
Is that a new music?
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you are with us for our final segment of this week. And really the theme has been, Happy New Year, by the way, is Happy New Year, the new year, dawning on a new era, a new decade. And so we're not talking about personal regime change, and we're not talking about becoming something that you're not. Because we all want to be our authentic selves, you know. But I'm talking about we can always, there's always area for improvement. There's always areas that we can not only improve our own lives, maybe help improve the lots and the lives of others. And so I'm sticking to really more of the positive zone today. And I try to approach even politics from a positive solutions-oriented way of trying to tackle and trying to engage. Sometimes, you know, you got to put on the brass knucks rather than the velvet glove. But I was thinking about this, like the power of positivity and positive attitude and gratitude. And the thing that was not mentioned in here, because maybe it would offend someone, just sort of like Merry Christmas, even though Christ wasn't born on the 25th. And unfortunately, it got combined with the paganistic rituals and the commercialization and all that. But nevertheless, Jesus is the reason. And that's why Christ is in Christmas, okay? Christmas, if you really want to look at it that way. Nevertheless, what about the power of prayer? And I don't pray as much as I should. And it's something that I really want to focus on. I give thanks very often, but in terms of more ritual and more prayer and worship, that's areas that for me personally I should and could and will work on. I don't know where you're at in terms of your prayer and worship and, you know, your relationship. And again, if it offends someone that I'm talking about a higher being, I'm talking about, the Almighty, the Creator, and the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. And if that does, well, then, find another program to listen to and see you later and, don't hurry back. Okay. Because to me, if you are faithless or you only believe in your own, self-worth and your own ego and that, you know, you are the be all and the end all, then I'm really not that interested in a connection and a conversation with you, okay? But I still wish you well. But nevertheless, I have to say that not just intention, not just positivity, not just attitude of gratitude, but actually, you know, maybe thine will be done rather than my own will. You know, I hope that rings true. And that's something I always try to focus on in my prayer time, in my meditative ways of connecting with the Creator God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yeshua, So again, I am very imperfect and plenty of areas that are certainly worthy of introspection and worthy of further contemplation and prayer and improvement. Anyway, so I'm going to come back to the list so we can finish this up for this final segment this week. Number 40 says, remove negativity or anything that makes you feel lousy. Well, there are going to be things that we need to do and should do that might not always make us feel cheery and positive and upbeat, and that's okay too. Sometimes we got to deal with negative emotions and negative experiences and challenges and obstacles and letdowns and breakdowns, okay? But we can try to contain and try to refrain from and try to lessen or reduce the amount of negativity and negative noise in our lives. And people that are downers, that are drainers. Some of these negative forces and some of these empty and negative vessels, they can put a drain on your own light and positivity and your own efforts to do good and do God's will and to, you know, add to the positive and to the solutions. So for me, you know, you don't want some vampiric, draining, parasitic, creature in your life. And sometimes we allow the negative forces to drain us and to suck the life blood out of us because that's what they do. And that's what we need to avoid. And so we need to surround ourselves with people that are appreciative, people that are positive. Okay, going to number 43, just cook more. It's very therapeutic. Well, I would say more than that is you have more control over the ingredients. You have more control over just about everything in terms of, well, quality control, as well as making sure it's prepared in the most healthy, the most nutritious way. Number 54, I talk less and listen more. Well, as a talk show host, if you don't have a call-in audience, that doesn't really fit the bill. Now, I did enjoy nearly 20 shows of having a contributing host, and Angeline actually just sent me some more contributing reports that I'll be incorporating into future shows. And I think in general, one of the things I learned as a communications major, but also learned just in terms of life lessons, is that you learn a whole lot more when you button your lip and you really listen, and or when you ask good, specific, you know, pointed questions, so that when you allow for actually a real conversation. Now, there it's going to ebb and flow, give and take, but so often we feel compelled, especially talkers like myself, when I'm around people, when I want to be social. Although I don't mind being my own thoughts and not necessarily having to just have a gab fest and call people or be surround myself with people, is being able to really have be concerted in your effort to listen, not just allow the person to talk, but you're preparing for your response. Or that you're really, you know, back to your own thoughts and just kind of going through the motions, but literally, you know, focused, concentrated listening, because then you can have a even better conversation because you'll respond more specifically to what they have said, and you'll also be able to give them feedback, and also they realize that you really do listen, which means you actually do care. With this being my profession. And with the fact that communication and connection with people has always been important, that we should listen more and talk less. But there are times, in all due truthfulness, that there's a time and a place where we actually do have to talk more, or that we need to share more, or that people are counting on us to speak up and to talk more. But that's a different story. Some of these things are good tips of advice, good pointers. And I appreciate them. Some of them were just pretty much common sense. Some of them were unnecessary in my view. And part of the list was missing things that I thought were important that I was able to, I think, bring to light. So, and bring to the table for, your consideration. And the final one was, whatever your goals are, write them down. Well, for some people, that's important and it does help. And, to be able to actually visually see, to visualize. And part of the, accomplishments of goals does have its roots in the fact that you, if you're actually seeing and visualizing and believing that these things could come to fruition, that it's kind of the manifestation of these goals and objectives. So I do believe that there are several elements to, you know, and many times I get a hunch, I get a feeling, I get a sense about things. And then I'm also, you know, whether it's prayer, whether it's meditation, whether it's thought, whether it's that sometimes will translate into the actions that materialize or actualize, you know, those situations and those goals coming into actual existence. I just want to say, again, Happy New Year. I hope that some of these things, focusing on goals, focusing on motivation, focusing on passion, enthusiasm, manifesting, power of prayer, you know, also, I guess, power of positivity, you know, personal growth, empowerment, all these things can play a role. Anyway, it's an exciting year in the making. It's an exciting decade that we're embarking upon. And I'm glad that you are here with me and with us. And so again, I want to just say, God bless you. I wish you, well in all your endeavors. May you, prosper. May you be happy and healthy. And until we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue. Have a great week and a great year and a great decade upcoming.
The conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right. All the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.